There are seasons of life that become painfully narrow. Not quiet in the peaceful sense. Not restful in the way people imagine when they talk about slowing down. I mean, narrow in the way your world slowly contracts without your permission, until days pass with little to no meaningful human interaction, and silence starts feeling less like an occasional visitor and more like something that has permanently settled into the room beside you. Some people understand this kind of loneliness immediately because they are living it too. Others cannot imagine it because their lives are still filled with movement, conversations, obligations, invitations, and people who reach for them naturally throughout the day. But there are many of us quietly existing in spaces where the phone rarely rings, where entire weekends pass without face-to-face interaction, where evenings stretch long and heavy, and where the ache of isolation becomes something carried so constantly that eventually you stop knowing how to explain it. What makes prolonged loneliness especially difficult is not simply the absence of people. It is what that absence begins whispering to the heart if we are not careful. Over time, loneliness starts trying to reinterpret your life for you. It quietly suggests that because fewer people check in, fewer people sit across from you at dinner tables, and fewer people witness the ordinary details of your existence, perhaps your life itself has somehow become less meaningful. Eventually, isolation begins reaching deeper than emotion. It touches identity, hope, even the way you interpret your own existence when you wake up to another quiet day that looks painfully similar to the one before it. And if I am honest, I am still learning how to navigate that myself. There are days I move through routines inside a house so quiet that even ordinary sounds feel amplified. The hum of the refrigerator, water running into a coffee cup, the television murmuring softly in the background, because complete silence sometimes feels too heavy to carry for another evening. There are moments when the loneliness feels manageable, and others when it arrives suddenly and fully, sitting beside me like grief itself. People often speak about isolation in temporary terms, but there are seasons where it lasts long enough to reshape the landscape of your inner world. You begin wondering whether life will always feel this way. You wonder if everyone else is out living while you remain suspended somewhere between surviving and waiting. You wonder how much longer the heart can continue carrying both hope and disappointment at the same time without growing unbearably tired. Yet somewhere in the middle of this season, God continues reminding me that a life can feel painfully small and still be deeply held by Him. I think we sometimes imagine that God moves most powerfully in crowded places, visible places, important places. We picture Him in packed sanctuaries, in loud victories, in dramatic transformations, and in moments overflowing with certainty. But Scripture tells a very different story. Again and again, God met people in wilderness seasons. He spoke in caves, deserts, prisons, lonely mountainsides, and isolated places where human support had grown painfully thin. Some of the most intimate encounters people had with God happened after everything else had been stripped away. There is something deeply sacred about discovering that God still enters quiet rooms, not because the loneliness suddenly disappears or because isolation stops hurting, but because His presence begins reaching places inside you that constant noise once covered. Slowly, you begin realizing that while human companionship is deeply valuable, God never intended for your worth to be determined by how many people currently occupy your life. The world measures significance through visibility, but God does not. The world says a full calendar means a full life, while God looks instead at the condition of the soul. The world celebrates what is loud, admired, and constantly seen. Yet God often does His deepest work underground, beneath the surface, inside hidden seasons where roots are growing before anything visible ever blooms. I know how difficult it can be to believe that when you feel forgotten. I know what it is like to sit inside long evenings and wonder why life became this way. I know what it is like to carry grief quietly because you are tired of explaining it, to feel emotionally exhausted from surviving too many painful things in succession. Loss changes people. Betrayal changes people. Prolonged loneliness changes people too. There are wounds that do not simply disappear because enough time has passed. And there are seasons where the silence becomes loud enough to make you question things you once believed with confidence. But darkness has a way of distorting perspective. It shrinks our vision until all we can see is what is missing, convincing us that because our world feels reduced, God must somehow be distant too. Yet he is still present in the ordinary moments we think do not matter. He is still near on the quiet mornings when it takes effort just to begin another day. He still listens to prayers whispered through tears in empty rooms. He still sees the strength it takes to keep going when nobody else realizes how difficult it has become simply to carry your own thoughts. And he still calls you loved when loneliness tries to convince you that you are invisible. Maybe that is what I want you to hear most today. You are not invisible to God in the silence, in the waiting, in the hiddenness, or in the exhaustion of carrying life quietly, while the rest of the world appears to keep moving around you. The Lord who created galaxies is still capable of sitting tenderly beside a lonely heart. The God who holds oceans in place is not overwhelmed by the heaviness you carry silently each day. Your life has not lost meaning because this season feels smaller than the one you imagined for yourself. A small world does not mean a small God. Sometimes it is only when everything else becomes quiet that we finally begin to hear him clearly again. Perhaps that is the mystery hidden inside seasons like these. Perhaps God is teaching us that joy is not always loud. Sometimes it is found in very small things. Warm tea on a difficult morning, sunlight falling softly through blinds across the floor, laughter returning unexpectedly after weeks of heaviness, the comfort of a faithful dog resting nearby, worship music filling an otherwise empty room, or the realization that your heart somehow survived things that once threatened to destroy it. Sometimes joy begins as something tiny and trembling, but tiny does not mean insignificant. Scripture says faith the size of a mustard seed can move mountains, which means God has always known how to work powerfully through things the world considers small. So if your heart is tired today, if your world has become painfully quiet, if loneliness has been pressing against your spirit for longer than you know how to explain, I hope you understand this. Your life is not on pause simply because it looks different than you expected. God is still present here, still working here, still loving you here, even in the places that feel abandoned and painfully diminished. And sometimes the places that feel emptiest become the very places where God proves he never left. Lord, you see the hidden places in us that no one else fully understands. You see the loneliness we try to minimize, the grief we carry quietly, and the exhaustion that comes from enduring too much for too long. Thank you for staying near even when life feels painfully reduced. Thank you for reminding us that our worth has never been determined by how visible, celebrated, or surrounded we are. Teach us how to find you in the quiet places. Help us believe that hidden seasons are not wasted seasons. When darkness tries to convince us that we are forgotten, remind us gently that we are still fully seen and deeply loved by you. Fill empty spaces with your presence, weary hearts with your peace, and discouraged minds with renewed hope. And for the person reading this who feels alone tonight, would you sit especially close to them? Let them feel the tenderness of your nearness in a way that quiets the ache in their spirit, even if only for a moment. Remind them that a small world does not mean a small God, and that no season of loneliness has ever placed them outside the reach of your love. In Jesus' name, amen.